Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. He said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government forces and their allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and most likely constitutes a war crime. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed U.S. concern.
It's a deeply tragic situation, and these atrocities have to come to an end. And we're working diligently through a variety of diplomatic channels to bring about that end state.
Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, saying they attacked Syrian government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, though, said it was government forces who attacked first. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, maybe including air defense equipment, when they overtook the Syrian town of Palmyra. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his decade tenure as mayor of the city of Davao. Duterte made the admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city on his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative Director Gregory Poling tells VOA this is evidence the commitment by President Xi Jinping to not militarize the islands was at best pre-